protostellar disks subject to infall, a one-dimensional inviscid model and comparison with ALMA observations, by Karim Sharif et al. A new one-dimensional, inviscid, and vertically integrated disk model with prescribed infall is presented. The flow is computed using a second-order shock capturing scheme. Included a vertical infall, radial infall at the outer radial boundary, radiative cooling, stellar irradiation, and heat addition at the disk surface shock. Simulation parameters are chosen to target the L1527 IRS disk, which has been observed using ALMA Atacama Large Millimeter Array. The results give an outer envelope of radial infall and U51R, which encounters a radial shock at approximately 1.5 times the centrifugal radius, across which the radial velocity is greatly reduced and the temperature rises from a pre-shock value of 20 K to approximately equals 60 K at the azimuthal velocity. U5 transitions from being 1R to being nearly Keplerian. These results qualitatively agree with recent ALMA observations, which indicate a radial shock where SO is sublimated, as well as a transition from a U5 approximately 1R region to a Keplerian inner disk. However, the observed position velocity map of cyclic C3H2, together with a certain ballistic maximum velocity relation, has suggested that the radial shock coincides with a ballistic centrifugal barrier, which places the shock at equals 0.5, i.e., inward of, rather than outward as given by our simulations, as well as previous magnetic rotating collapse simulations. This discrepancy is analyzed and discussed, but remains unresolved. This was protostellar disks subject to infall, a one-dimensional inviscid model and comparison with ALMA observations, by Karim Sharif et al.